Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show on Monday, April 8th, 2013. I'm your host, Joe Terry, or as I'm known around the world, the Small Business Doctor, because I've got the prescription for your small business. Welcome to the Freedom Hour. You can read all about our many small business adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show, or visit us on our website at thesouthbayshow.com. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that, but it's a big world out there, bigger than the block you live on. Our mission is to engage your heart and mind and build your knowledge and skills to help you start or grow and expand your own small business. The South Bay Show, business talk that makes sense, or if you will, change. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. The four P's, persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. And to my mind, nothing exemplifies those four P's more than the business that I'm involved with right now, Solovay. It's really become a mission for me. It's become a lot of fun for me. The focus that I've been bringing to the business has rewarded me with some great experiences, great relationships, some truly awesome learning opportunities, and financial rewards. And bottom line, that's what we all hope for with a small business, is to actually become financially free. And Solovay is making that happen for me. I love the business. And the business is rewarding financially. It's a good business, and I'm looking forward to working with the leadership in Tribeolo to expand my business here in Los Angeles. I'm going to be starting physical meetings here in Los Angeles in Hermosa Beach, California. And it's very exciting. If you want to attend a meeting for Solovay in Los Angeles, in the Hermosa Beach, California, or South Bay area, please get in touch with me on Facebook. You can get in touch with me on Facebook by just searching for Doc MLM, D-O-C MLM. Send me a friend request and a message that you'd like to attend a Solovay social in Los Angeles, and we'll make that happen. And we'll give you all the information that you need to make a decision on whether or not you should be involved with Solovay. Also, I'd like to play for you a Google Hangout that we had Sunday night with Ryan Lelf and few other leaders from Tribeolo. I was glad to participate. I didn't have a huge impact, but it was a lot of fun, and there were some very important points made. So here you go, the Tribeolo hangout for April 7th.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Sunday night Google Hangout hosted by the Tribeolo Network. I am joined tonight by several people in our network who are just doing a fantastic job. We've got Judy and LT from Seattle, Washington. We've got Stephen Knight over here from New Orleans. We got Joe Doc Terry from California. And we got Mr. Thunder, Jason Smith from Oklahoma City. So anyway, thanks for joining us. We're going to keep it to about 30 minutes as we normally do. And What I want to do is I want to go over a few things, and then I just want to kind of let each one of these guests share a little bit about their story, who they are, when they got in Solvay, and anything they feel like that they're doing that is helping them enroll more people. That is the name of the game. How do we get more people involved in doing what they already do anyway, but adding some moolah to their household? That is what we're looking to do. So anyway, three things that I wanted to share tonight with everyone. The first topic is, I call it, life happens, and we all get that. You know, Caroline and I are just regular, real human beings, and we want to remind everyone out there listening tonight that we embrace that we all are in relationships. We have, most of us have full-time jobs, and Solvay is something we're building in addition to that. We have kids to raise, and we have many other things that are going on. Hey, welcome, Paul Howard. Good to see you, buddy. And so we just want all of you to know that when we tell you we have no expectations for anyone in our network, we sincerely and genuinely mean that. We can't expect anything when we don't walk in people's shoes. We don't know everything going on in their lives. And, you know, one of the tragedies that's occurring in 2013 is people have very little patience. They just don't give anything a realistic time frame for it to work. I like to think of it this way. I think as a society, especially when it comes to getting involved in a business, we overestimate what can be done in 3 to 6 months. But we underestimate what can be done in 3 to 6 years. And I see so many people who just, they get all excited about one thing, and a few months go by and another new opportunity comes along, and then they're jumping over to that. And it's really hard to gain respect, credibility. It's hard for people to follow you. I mean, honestly, guys, for the masses, it takes them seeing something for months, sometimes even years, before not only do they get involved, before they can really believe in it enough to actually do it themselves. And so we've got to set ourselves up for success. But I think the heart of tonight was, you know, look, man, there are just times where, you know, we get overwhelmed just raising our own children. We have a 7-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 1-year-old, you know, and there's just days that, man, that kicks our butt, you know. And there are times where, you know, we have things going on maybe in our family or with our relationships, or we have a health issue or whatever. And, you know, you just have to remember that Solvay is not our life. The idea is that Solvay molds and fits into our life, we believe, better than jobs do. And so we really want to encourage everybody tonight, you know, take a deep breath. Put a smile on your face and tell yourself it's okay. Beating yourself up has never helped anybody do better or get more results. And the truth is, the more fun, the more enjoying of the process that you can have in building Solvay, and the more of a long-term vision. Listen, obviously we have urgency. Obviously we do as much as we can. But I promise you, we are in this for the long haul, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. You know, the last business that we did, which we've really only been involved in one other business, I mean, we were involved for 10 years. It wasn't something we just stuck our little toe in. It wasn't something we dabbled in. And look, you know, we're in a position now where Solvay is allowing us to furnish our lifestyle financially because we've been able to build it up to that. But if you are doing this in addition to what you earn at your job or whatever, you got to remind yourself that your bills are probably covered. So everything you're doing with Solvay is extra. And, you know, you just can't always put in extra time. There may be days where you even want to work Solvay, but you got to do something with your kids, or you just need a date with your spouse, or you've got a family thing going on. Listen, you got to tell yourself it's okay. And we believe that everybody's a grown adult. They are capable of figuring out things that they need to learn and what they need to do to make wise decisions and for what One person might look like a wise decision, could be different for another. There's no cookie cutter way to go about this. And so many people, they want these, well, how do I say that? And how do I do this? And, well, what time frame can I expect? And, you know, sometimes I just kind of look at them and I'm like, you know, who do you think I am? I can't just like pull out these exact answers from some crystal ball. The reality of it is you just need to keep asking yourself, do I believe in this business? Do I believe in this future? Do I believe in this opportunity? Have I educated myself in the marketplace regarding what is social commerce? Do I even have a grasp on what I believe that is? You know, what about the Solvay idea and why are they adding additional products and what about going global and how does this tap into, you know, the way I make money now and is residual income important to you? I mean, when you build your belief up about those things and you can have consistency of belief, then it doesn't really matter if you have an off day. I mean, I don't necessarily enroll somebody, obviously, every single day. There's even sometimes I don't even enroll someone for the whole week. But I think what's been crucial for Caroline and I is I can't really ever remember too many moments in the last 9 months where we were like, man, I just don't know if this is going to work. You know, I mean, crap. I mean, I just, what have we done? You know, we don't really have a lot of doubt. And so we can go enjoy a date. We can enjoy a day that we just kind of shut off Solvay and enjoy our kids, or we just may even want to sleep or watch TV or whatever. I mean, it's all right. That's the whole reason we're here, is to be free, you know? And so you need to enjoy your time off. You need to enjoy the moments you're not doing Solvay just as much as the moments you are. That, I mean, otherwise, why are we all here? I mean, might as well just go have a job and have somebody tell you what to do if you can't even enjoy the freedom even along the way. I see you over there, Joe, right? Yeah. That's good talking, so I'm applauding myself. Oh, man. So anyway, I just, listen, there are no expectations. We expect nobody to do anything. We are willing to jump in and help and run with everyone, with everybody, but it's your choice. It's your decision. We are here to inspire, encourage, hopefully be a good example, but, you know, we're not living your life. You're living your life, and we're glad you're here, and that goes for everybody watching tonight, you know. It's not worth it if you can't enjoy the journey, but I can tell you this, if you can enjoy the journey, it is going to be worth it. I mean, building residual income, getting to a place where all your expenses are covered no matter what. You can wake up on the first of the month and know that the money coming in is way more than you have going out. I mean, it's going to be worth it. But let's have fun along the way. Let's celebrate when you enroll someone. Let's celebrate when someone gets a trio. It's a big deal. Let's celebrate, you know, a day where you learn something new and it gives you more confidence. I mean, that is the process. That's life. Let's live. Let's don't make this like some destination, like, oh, if we just would hurry up and get there. I used to live that way. The problem was is then we would get there, and then I still wasn't happy, and so I needed to get somewhere else. And it was like, well, my happiness is always over there, my joy and my peace. And no, it's right now. Wherever you're at, wherever I'm at, that's what we're doing. And I promise you, you'll make it long term in that, taking that approach, okay? The second thing is, I want to remind everybody tonight watching that there really is a true vision for Solvay. And getting familiar with this concept of social commerce, and I really hope that Joe Doc Terry will tap into something that's happened with him in regards to how he got something set up. And to me, that this is part of social commerce. Brian Wirtz ends up mentioning his name the other night. So, Joe, whenever it's your turn, I want you to talk about that. But, folks, we were even reminded, somebody that's got 14,000 people in the company reminded Caroline and I to be careful not to just make this only about mobile service, that they thought maybe some of our posts and some of our – and I thought that was great feedback. It was a great reminder that even though retail isn't here yet and we don't really have any details, and even though Europe isn't here yet and we don't have any details – this is a social commerce platform. I mean, this is like building a Facebook network. This is like building a brand at Amazon. This is like, it's about how do people associate our name with doing commerce and with, and not only commerce, but commerce that makes sense. Products and goods and services that people already use, they already spend money on. I mean, if it don't jack you out of your mind that you can be bold, that you can be direct, that you can be persistent with people knowing you're not selling no add-on product. You ain't asking nobody to have $400 to join your, you know, startup deal. You ain't getting nobody on a $130 auto ship. I mean, this ain't a 90-day challenge that once you lose the weight, what the hell you need the product for. I mean, this ain't, I mean, you think I'm going to put on cream for the next 80 years and spend $200 a month? I mean, listen, folks, this thing's built for the long term. There is an element here to what we're talking about and what we're built that it ain't a cliche. It ain't something when we go, this has never been done before. It really hasn't. And the more your mind and your heart's able to embrace that and believe it, it ain't hard to talk to people. I mean, everybody's got what we're offering. And yes, do you have to help them through the understanding of how they switch over? And do you have to be like a consultant? And do you got to spend some time making sure they get the understanding of which phones work? And does it take? Sure, there's work involved. If there wasn't, you wouldn't make any money, right? But at least here, you do it once, you get them set up, they're satisfied, they're happy. I mean, folks, we got almost 3,400 active accounts right now, and although at times it feels like we have like a bunch of people that are having phone issues, I bet it ain't more than 30 or 40 people in the whole damn network. So that means we got 3,300 plus people we ain't got to do one thing for, and they pay us on those people every single 30-day period. I mean, that ought to keep you awake at night, okay? So think about that, is be a consultant. Consultants make a lot of money, right? And take ownership. You know, I was thinking about something, and you know, I want to make sure this comes off right, but I was just thinking, you know, it's probably been, we've been involved about 9 months, it's probably been 8 months since we had to ask our sponsors on how something worked. I mean, if you've been in this thing more than 30 days and you're serious about it and you really want this to be a part-time income, listen, I'm not talking about asking for, we're always asking our sponsors for mentorship and leadership, but I'm talking about basic things that you can find on the back office, that you can get in the Facebook page. You don't want to be here 6 months or a year and still be like a toddler that's got to have their diaper changed, okay? That, I mean, just think about that. That's why you don't make a lot of money, folks, at jobs, because they got to do all the thinking for you. They're the ones taking ownership. That's why they make the big money. So when people take ownership and they get the basic foundation, the information, and they know where it's at, then they can focus way more time of learning the intangibles from the great leaders. And I promise you, you will, your business, folks, will just, woo, it'll just go on a skyrocket. But if you've been here 2 years, and you still don't know which phones are CDMA and which ones are GSM, I mean, you probably still making minimum wage at Sullivan. And it ain't a lot. So if you want to increase, take ownership and, you know, have that mentality. Then the third thing, and then I'll go to the people that we got on here tonight, is Caroline and I, and obviously it's me more than her, but I say this, whatever. I really believe, I've been really watching this, but I think one thing we do a good job of is we invest a very high percentage of our time, even though you may not know this, okay? You may not be able to see it and watch it. We invest for sure 60 to 80% of our time looking, working with, sharing, following up, and trying to get more new people enrolled. I'm just telling you. There's no question in my mind that 60 to 80% of our time on Solovay is on one thing, and that is how do we get more people enrolled? And that's either looking for people to enroll directly to us, doing a three-way call with someone like you, doing a Google Hangout, a conference call. I mean, our focus is how do we continue to cast vision? How do we continue to share the story? How do we follow up with someone? How do we get someone's questions answered so they'll pull the trigger and enroll? I mean, it's a little bit cruel, but it's just the world we live in. You got to base things on results. And the results we're all looking for is either the next trio or the next stud, or how do we get the whole network to grow? And it ain't by managing people. It ain't by trying to control it. It ain't by trying to crack the whip. It's simply by increasing and having massive, massive volumes, whether it's through the internet, through chatting with people on Facebook, talking to people when you're out and about. I mean, there are so many ways to do it, but we've got to have law of large numbers working for us. We've got to have tons and tons of people go into a funnel and then have a few people come out. And then here's what we've discovered, and I'll end with this. We've looked at our whole business, and what we've discovered is that one out of every 10 people we've enrolled on average goes out and ends up getting 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 trios and is a builder. One out of 10. And you know what? I don't ever know who that one out of 10 is. I'm just looking to get 10 more so that I can add one more. The cool thing is the other 9 people can be happy. They may get a trio here and there. They may get their brother. They may get their aunt. They may trickle one or two in here and there, but they love the service. Hey, they're happy as pig in slop. Nobody's bothering them. And you know what? Something might change. You know what I mean? They might have a life change, and all of a sudden, 8 months down the road, they may go, you know what, I need to take this Solvay thing a little bit more serious, and boom, they may be your next superstar, and they may already be in your network. But in the meantime, I ain't worried about when that time comes. I'm going to go find me some more, right? So anyway, so excited to have all of you guys on here tonight. Let's start out with Joe Doc Terry from California. Tell us what's going on, Joe, why you love Solvay, what you're doing, and what do you think is working, buddy?
Well, Ryan, I'm so glad to be here with you. I'm so glad to be here with you because in terms of leadership, you offer a ton. And you've said so much. It's hard to really pick one issue that I want to talk about. But let's go to the Solvay Social in Puerto Rico, a huge event. Ryan Wirch there. Having a great time, a room packed, standing room only. And what happens at 13 minutes and 58 seconds? I hear my own name. So that was an exciting thing that happened. Yeah, that was amazing. And he was talking about the people that had really done a great job at promoting Solvay on Twitter and Facebook. And, you know, for a few days after watching that over and over again a few hundred times, it's so good. I just had to think, well, what really did I do? And I realized on my blog, on my WordPress blog, I'd installed a plugin that tweets randomly many of the blog items every few hours, 24 hours a day. I didn't even realize it. I didn't even look at my Twitter account, and it's simply blown up. No wonder they noticed, because it's amazing. So I little things like that, you know, the focus on online marketing has been a big one. And you asked me to talk a little bit about why that's important. You got to pick what's comfortable with you. I'm a software engineer. I'm comfortable with the web. That's my way of doing things. But other people... One thing I wanted to say is this business really is a business of friends and family. Now, some people will say, well, I'm a member of the NFL club. No friends and family left. But but even if you are a member of the NFL club, what happens is this. You make new friends, friends that you've only been friends with for an hour or a day. You just meet people. You share with them the message of Solvay, the service, the opportunity, and then it's in their court. You don't have to, as you described, you don't have to beat them over the head. You don't have to push them or drag them. You just entertain them. You introduce them, and next. So thank you, Ryan, for this opportunity.
Awesome.
It's great to work with you.
Yeah, man. Thanks for all you do. Let's go over here to Stephen Knight. Just moved to New Orleans. Seems like every time I get on Tribe Yolo, he's adding another person to the group. Stephen, talk to us a little bit. How long you been involved? What's working for you, buddy?
What's working for me is that, honestly, Ron, I'm going to be honest with you, I had to get out of Tulsa. I was trampling on people's toes and told myself, saying, hey, I got family in New Orleans. Might as well just travel down here and see what I can do down here. I get down here around February. I get my little sister enrolled. Now, she's 15 years old, still in high school. She's going to school telling people about it. She's told me on occasion that three different people from her school wants to sign up for Solovay.
Oh, man.
And then now, since my sister's on it, then my mom wants to get involved with it. She's going to work telling them. So now I'm having to unlock phones. I'm having to sign people up. I'm actually getting ready, talking to my pastor of my church here now about holding the social at the church to see what he wants to do with it. He's definitely on board for it. But I got involved with Solovay back in September of last year. It was actually you that that hosted a Solovay event at your house that I came to. Mm. At first, I said, this isn't for me. I'm probably not going to try it. But then I kept thinking about it, thinking to myself, saying, I'll just get the service to help somebody out. Come to find out, service is great. Service is great. I'm having a blast. Might as well start telling people about it. And as Joe said, he was part of the NFL club. Sorry for stealing that, Joe, but that's how it was with me. My friends are saying, oh, it's a pyramid scheme. No, I can honestly say that it's not a scheme at all. Yeah, that will suit you, buddy. But it's not a pyramid scheme at all. I can honestly tell you that, because now I'm seeing the benefits and the effects. I'm enrolling people down the sidewalk in the apartment I'm staying at now. They just saw the door magnet on my car, and now people are actually taking notice and enrolling. They're going to see that income. I'm seeing the income now. Right. Hopefully there's more to come out of this.
Well, we're proud of you, Stephen. You're doing a great job, and we're happy to have some people in New Orleans rocking it. So just keep doing what you're doing, man, and thanks for the extra value you add as well. So cha-ching, baby. All right, let's go over here to Paul Howard from Seattle, Washington, man. I enrolled this guy personally, met him all the way back at the original launch party we went to, and I remember the days of Paul being so frustrated. He was about ready to pull the little bit of hair he's got left out. Paul, talk to us, buddy. How you been, man?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I mean, it's not like I'm a big rock star or anything like that, but I definitely do believe in Solovay, and you definitely get out what you put in it, for sure. I guess what I've been strong at is really just blasting on Facebook, and actually, you know, as time went on, you know, people are inquiring and they want to know more and more about, you know, why I'm doing Solovay, what it's all about, and, you know, how they can get on board. So it's working. Honestly, I need to be a little bit more aggressive, because I am an aggressive person, you know, sales-wise, but I'm trying not to be salesy with it, so I got to be careful with that. But you know, I love it, and I love, you know, Ryan's, you know, his inspiration, his input, you know, Joe, LaRon, everybody who's been helping me. So, hey, I'm in it to win it, for sure.
Yeah, well, I just want to tell everybody out there watching, Paul is a rock star, because let me just tell you guys, okay, out of 3,400 people in our network, probably 3,200 of them haven't signed up one person. And it's not to beat them up, but it just tells you how few people actually ever do anything. Well, Paul's got 20 or so people on his team, and the thing is that recently he has started to have some momentum. He's having some leaders really pop up in his network, and it wasn't easy at first. I mean, it might have even taken him a month or two or three before he even got his first trio, but he just kept doing it, and he kept after it. My God, if more people could follow what you've done, Paul, I just think we would be pleasantly surprised. So I'm very proud of you. I'm glad to know you, and I look forward to you continuing that same consistency.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for being on. Let's go over here to Oklahoma City. Jason Smith, sporting the Thunder hat tonight. Got an incredibly fast-growing network. We've got some big-time things. I'm going down to Oklahoma City actually for 2 days this week because we have so many things happening in his network. Jason, what's working for you, man? What's been a key to you having 600-700 people in your network, buddy? You're just awesome. We appreciate you. Talk to us.
Ryan, consistency. Consistency in contacting people like you. I'm always looking for someone new. I'm always talking to people about Solovay. I post about Solovay each and every day on every social media site that I'm on. I also do one thing that's really key to that is I follow up. I'm not being salesy, but I will ask good questions. If I'm talking to somebody that's interested in mobile service, if they've indicated that, I'm going to ask them about, you know, how much are they paying? Who are they with? What do they do with it? I want to find out, do they use data? Do they use this? Let them answer some of those questions so that I can, when I respond, you know, they'll tell me about what they're doing so that then I can structure my response about Solovay that fits their needs. When I'm talking to somebody about the business, I want to find out why. What's motivating me? Is there a dream? Are they trying to achieve something? Because if I can ask a few good questions and find out their motivations, find out what they're doing in life and find out those concerns, I can find out, you know, what motivates them. Then when I'm talking to them, I'm really addressing what's important to them rather than just, you know, giving them all this Solovay information. And you got to realize people make decisions based on what's important to them, whether it's a purchasing decision, whether it's a career decision. It's all about what's going on in their mind. So as you're talking to somebody, say less to more people, but also when you're talking to people, you know, make sure and ask some good questions and listen. You know, I do a lot of listening, and then I ask another question, I'm not necessarily pitching them every time, but anytime someone like T-Mobile comes out with some new information or Solovay comes out with some new information, that's a great time to connect with those people that are looking at it, that are interested, because now I can come to them with information going, hey, did you hear about such and such? Like this last week, hey, did you hear about T-Mobile? It's going to have the iPhone 5 next week. That means you can go buy an iPhone 5 that is fully compatible on Solovay's network and pay only $49 a month now. And so they're like, no, I didn't hear about that. Again, it engages that conversation. So if I could give some advice to anybody, make sure that you're, like you said, you're talking to new people. You've got to have new people coming in. Make sure you're asking good questions to find out what's important to them about mobile service or about the business. And then just follow up consistently. Boy, I can tell you what, I just had a guy that I met several months ago, and we talked real briefly just in passing, and he was inquiring about mobile service. I told him some good phones to get, told him $49. I've been sending him stuff about Solovay over the past 2 months. He's ready to order a Google Nexus 4 and get service started and get the business fired up. But that happened because I was patient, and I asked good questions, and I followed up over the course of several months, and now he's ready. His time is now. So I hope that helps everybody.
Yeah, good stuff, Jason. All right, let's go to our All right, let's move on over to Judy and LT. They're a new couple in our network and just really enjoying what they've been doing. I'd love for you guys to share a little bit about how you got involved, kind of how you had a little bit of a rough start, and then kind of what's changed. They just got their first trio and lots of momentum. And so anyway, we're happy to have you all on.
We joined under Paul in December, basically for the fact that we were tired of paying so much for our phone, and we joined, and we've had excellent service, and we decided that it was time to, you know, start sharing the love with other people, and yeah, we were pretty stuck. I was stuck. Lauren's working in, you know, a 9-to-5, and I just didn't really know how to get out and get up and get social. I mean, I'm on Facebook all the time, But I had that fear factor. I had the fear of people telling me no. I had the fear of questions. I didn't want to answer any questions about it. I just want you to join. I mean, come on. I'm doing it. You can do it. So once I got past the fear factor and I am not attached whatsoever to the outcome, Stephen Knight has a question up there saying that Kelly has a question about rejection. I would say the main thing about rejection, don't be attached to the outcome of who you're talking to.
Let me add one thing right there real quick. FEAR is an acronym that helps everybody. I'm in sales. That's what I do 9 to 5 or 8 to 5, whatever happens. FEAR, this is an acronym for false evidence appearing real. Write that down and put that on your mirror in your bathroom every morning. Read it to you. Because what that will allow you to understand is that what you perceive is your perception. So you can change your perception, and then that will be what you perceive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Pretty much. If you think something negative is going to happen to you, negative is going to come to you. If you think something positive is going to happen to you, something positive is going to happen to you. You know what I mean? Another one laboring under correct knowledge. What is that? That's luck. You know what I mean? A lot of people say, oh, I'm just lucky. That's what happened to me. But if you labor under the correct knowledge, come on, it's going to happen to you because you're laboring under the correct knowledge. Those are a few things that will allow you to elevate forward movement and upward thinking. If you place yourself around happy people, positive people, loving people, kind people, that's all you're going to, it's just, I mean, you plant seeds when you do that. From your being the one person talking to the other people about positive things, it'll come back to you. And that's just something that has totally been a paradigm shift between our beginning, starting with Soul of Age, where we're at now, and where we're going. This is the first step.
You know, and we've been involved in a couple of other different opportunities, but this is the first opportunity and the last opportunity.
Amen.
That, you know, we're all about this. This is the first time we've ever believed that this is going to work for us. We truly believe in this. We know it's a good thing, and we just share it with everybody. I don't go out of the house without talking to at least 5 people.
Matter of fact, on our way home, we were just having dinner. We found another place for us to put merchandise that we just purchased, and we just go ahead and put our information on it, and we just place it on a nice table where everybody that we know in our neighborhood is going to go.
Yeah.
They're going to come across it. You know, they got to put their ice cream cones down on the table, you know, to sit down and enjoy it. And, then, you know, they'll see a card. Hey, what? Solar Bay? What is that? Come check the site out. Let's do it. Let me help you save some money so you can help your family make some as well as save money in the same time. You know what I mean? That's good. That's real good. Very thankful for Solar Bay. Good question.
That's awesome. If I remember to mute your computer again real quick. I just love playing with all this stuff. I'm not sure what all the great noise is.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. As we wrap up tonight, I really thought, let me just, a few things jumped out at me. One was she said, Judy just said, this is the first time we ever actually believed it would work for us. Man, I mean, if you don't take anything else away from this hangout, I mean, whatever anybody can do to get to the point that they actually believe in the Soul of A opportunity and that it'll work for them, I mean, really at that point, the game's over. Then it's just put in the time, stay here long enough, talk to enough people, and remain in that belief, and you win. But you and I both know, and all everybody out there watching tonight, if you don't really believe that it's going to work for you, I mean, it don't matter how good it is. It don't matter how many great things are available. It's like it just you can't act on it. We all act and live out of our belief. And so we probably should work way harder on believing than we should on trying to learn some secret technique on what to say. Because when you believe in something, it just comes out right. It comes out of the heart. People sense your passion. They sense your confidence, and they want to know more about it. And it just happens to be that we have to be in a business that makes sense. I mean, it's not like you're going to go talk to 10 people and 9 of them are going to go, that's a stupid idea. I mean, who the hell needs a cell phone in 2013? I mean, nobody has one of those. I mean, that's not going to happen here. So I think if we can help people believe correctly about who they are, discover that they are worthy, they're good enough, this can work, they deserve success, then once they get that in them, it's like, watch out. Just let them go, plug them into the tools, plug them into the resources. The other thing that I got from listening to all of you is everybody seems to have energy for Solovay. You know, people who are just deadbeat, you know, disillusioned, dadgum, whiny butt, negative crybabies, ain't nobody want to be around them. And so when you have energy and you put energy into something, man, it's like magic. It works. And so if you're out there watching tonight, man, I just encourage all of us, let's get our lives in a place where we have energy to put into Solovay. Because Solovay is a business that will reward putting that energy into it. But with no energy, it's just not very attractive, you know? So simplify your life, you know, be in good relationships with your spouse if you're married, you know, have harmony with your children. If you ever want to talk about God, holler at me, believe the truth about how he feels about you, because when you live in that confidence, you can put energy into what you're doing. And what we're doing here is fun, it's exciting, and the reward doesn't come immediately. I mean, you don't just get paid right up front. You got to keep believing in this long-term residual income. But you got to think, you don't just get paid once it starts coming in. You get paid in, you know, like every single month. You can't ever underestimate that at all, you know? So anyway, anybody else out there that's, you know, just going, man, I really want this to work. We believe in you. All these people here come from different parts of the country, different walks of life. And I really enjoyed the hangout tonight. Thank you, Jason Smith, Joe Doc Terry, Judy and LT, Paul Howard, Stephen Knight, the Tribe YOLO Network, baby.
Woo!
Love it. You guys have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. That was the Tribe YOLO Google Hangout for Sunday, April 7th, 2013. And it was very informative, as always, Ryan Lelf. What I now call his Lelfisms, for instance, say less to more people. He is an incomparable listener. Ryan listens and learns and then creates from that. And I think from the beginning, Amway started in 1959, you know. So Amway started right when I was born, and they have been preaching, let the tools do the work. Don't invest yourself in getting rejected, but let the tools do the work. Introduce people to the opportunity, point them to some tools, and let them determine how, their level of interest by going to these, you know, standard tools that everyone is introduced to. Some will, some won't. So what? But Ryan, in his inimitable way, Ryan Lelf, reduced that down to just the simple phrase, say less to more people. Say less to more people. Maybe even say nothing to many people. Just hand them a card with a website on it or something. You're there to expose people. You're there to bear witness, but you're not there to convince, cajole, drag people into Solovay. You're just there to expose, as I'm exposing you. Solovay.smart49phone.com. That's Solovay, S-O-L-A-V-E-I, dot smart 49phone.com. If you go to that website and explore, you will be exposed to Solovay. Solovay.smart49phone.com. Or you could go to phonetalktextdata.com. Just simply www.phonetalktextdata.com. So that's our show for the day, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. All about Solovay and the coming retail, Solovay retail, social commerce revolution, and Solovay is going to Europe. It's a very exciting time for us. 2013 is the year that Solovay really breaks out and makes its mark on the world. So thank you very much for joining us today. We appreciate it. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye now.